Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bert Show.
Well, they are back. Hello, boys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Joel?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
How are you, Trey?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you? Happy New Year.
To you,
Happy
too.
Happy New Year as well.
You seem very cheery today.
I am
cheery today.
We have to be cheery. It's a new year.
Are you engaged?
Is it because you're in love?
I am not engaged yet.
Well, you got a week and a half, so you're all right.
I've got 13 days, so we've got plenty of time. We're going to crack down here pretty soon.
All right, let's just reset this here real quick. Let's reset this real quick. This was Joel's idea, the best friend's idea. And each and every year, Trey's complaining that he doesn't have a woman and he's not married. So the best friend, Joel, got proactive. And tell him what the plan was.
I've done everything I can, Bert. My friend's a loser.
You don't have a lot to work with.
You and I have had this conversation. You know, we do stupid stuff all the time. So I came to Trey and was like, all right, you know what? We're going to try something else this year. Every year he's come to me and said, I'm getting married. So I got a little bit proactive, sent out some save-the-date information, reserved some hotel rooms. And then
did you put
Trey
a deposit down on those rooms?
I put a deposit down on Trey and I and one of our other buddies' rooms. So
so the two of you will get married if nobody else shows up. Exactly.
Which room's the honeymoon going to be in? We decided.
The one with the heart-shaped tub.
Love it.
But no, we basically kind of put a little bit of meat behind a challenge to Trey and said, hey, you know what? You're going to have to get married January 17, 2009. And so I threw the challenge out to him. He said, all right, let's do that. That sounds fun. And so then as the story goes, we brought it to you and mm-hmm. you decided that maybe this could get a little bit more steam behind it if we did on the radio. And then it helped. He got a lot of dates out of it. And then he's a complete loser and won't follow through with it.
Now, we got it. We did. We got a ton of emails.
Yeah, you.
Yes.
And we set you up.
Mm-hmm.
Had your mom in here.
Had your mom in here and everything. Had them all lined up.
And you know, I want to tell Joel exactly what I told him last year. I'm getting married next year. So, I mean, that's let's not question the facts here. You know, like I told him last year, I'll get married next year. So everything's fine.
So it doesn't look like it's going to happen now in Vegas.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but we've learned something. I'm not ruling it out. I still have a flight reserved on my SkyMiles, which, you know, if anybody with SkyMiles, you can cancel that. But I'm telling people that I'm not completely ruling it out because I've got some things going on in my head. But I'm not in love right now.
Are you?
What, Wendy?
Tell them what you told me this morning, Trey. What are your thoughts on marriage?
When I started this, since I've started this, every human being I've met in a public setting has given me their opinion on marriage.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, literally every conversation I've been in, from relatives to the people that I meet through work and in the bars, people find out I'm doing this and they heard about me on the Bert Show. So they tell me what they think about marriage. So to be completely honest, I'm a little jaded about the whole concept of marriage.
So they're not endorsing marriage. What they're saying is be sure you know what you're doing here because it's not a great institution.
Save yourself, fool.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of people that are unhappy right now in their marriage.
That's great.
Trey's just a commitment phobe. He's going to be like George Clooney. You're not going to ever be. I know.
Here's the thing. How old are you now, Trey?
I am 26.
How old are you now, Trey?
I am 35.
Okay. Here's the thing. And it's sort of, I think that there's this misconception. Like if you're 32, 33, 34, 35, 40, 42 or whatever, and you're not married, all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. Well, the truth is maybe you just haven't found the right person yet. Maybe there's nothing wrong with you at all.
Maybe. Well,
people's cases, maybe there's nothing wrong with them, and they just haven't found the right person yet. So why does it have to be that there's something wrong with you?
I agree. And the interesting thing is if, you know, we did this whole piece in the South, which is more everybody's got to be married when they're 21. You know, if we did this in New York City or in L.A., I guarantee it. Well, L.A. would be a little weird, but New York or up north, we probably would have had a different result. Because like you're saying, people do expect, you know, one of my thoughts going into this thing was I'll get married because if I get married and divorced and then I'm 40, 41, 45 with a divorce, I look less like a psycho than I do if I'm 40, 45, and have never been married.
That is true. I think that is true. Don't you guys agree with
Absolutely.
That?
Barely, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. If you're a man who's in your mid-40s or near 50 and you've never been married, a woman's going to look at you. I mean, everybody's trying to be nice, but right. Yeah, women will judge you for that.
And it goes with women also. If you've never been married and you're in your late 30s or early 40s, guys are thinking, well, there's got to be a reason for that. But mm-hmm. if you've tried it once and you failed, all of a sudden you have more credibility?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So you said you have some things floating around. So the possibility is sort of there. It sounds pretty slim.
Right.
But is there at least one woman that you would seriously, like if a gun was to your head right now, is there one of the women that you're dating right now you'd say, you know what, I think I can make it work?
I there's a couple of people I could marry, I'm pretty sure, that would do
it. Would they marry you?
Yes, they would do it.
Yeah. I'm just laughing.
There's a bold statement right there.
This is my gut feeling. It could be completely wrong, but if it came down to it and there was a gun to my head, I think I could get a couple of people to say
take
yes.
A woman
if I got him drunk, I could make it work.
Wendy, you haven't bought into this since day one. You said since day one he was never going
to
get married.
I just don't think Trey can commit to anybody. Even if you like somebody, I don't think you can commit for like even 2 months.
Why do you think that?
Have you committed to anybody in 2 months in a year?
No.
See?
But still, I've been dating lots of people in this period of time that you've kind of seen me operate.
Have you ever been in a long-term relationship?
I have. I have been in three-year relationship. Okay. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
That ended awfully. And then I've been in
How long have you and Joel been dating?
Joel and I have been together for about 2 years now, off and on.
Do you guys
on.
Need to break up in order to find a girl?
No, I haven't had any trouble.
That's true.
Speaking of marriage,
I was gonna say, has this gotten you any closer to?
I mean, to tag on what Trey's saying, you know, this has gotten lots of reasons not to after all this.
Now, what are you hearing? Like, I'm curious. First of all, half the guys coming up to you, I'm assuming, is when you're either doing gigs in bars or you're at bars, so they're hammered, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guys that are approaching you that are married in bars, what are they telling you about marriage?
What's the
thing that scares you the most? A couple of things.
The guys are just like, you're crazy, and that's it. That's the end of the conversation. The girls, however, want to have the 30-minute to an hour conversation about exactly how they feel about marriage and this and that. And what I've found is everybody or a lot of people are together in their marriage just for the kids, which is, you know, I guess this is people that have been married for a while, and it's just kind of depressing, actually. You know, it's like people aren't in for each other. They're in for the kids, or they're getting out, or they're cheating, or it's just unbelievable what's going on out there.
Hmm. Well, this is taking a happy turn.
No, I mean, it's taking an honest turn. Hmm. I mean, I think I saw a survey a couple of weeks ago that was done with people that were married over 7 years and asked them if they would marry the same person over again. And 75% of the respondents said, no way.
I believe
wow.
that.
After 7 years of marriage. So.
And 20% of the remaining ones were scared that their significant other was going to find out about the survey. So they lied.
But, you know, it's true. It's like I said, I've been bombarded by people that want to talk about marriage and what they think. And it's not a positive thing. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. I don't know. It's weird out there.
Good morning, Arlene. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about you saying if you're in your 40s and you're a woman, you've never been married, people look at you. I'm sure that's true, but I'm 43 and I've never been married, and I'm happy by myself.
Cool.
I'd rather be alone than with a horrible relationship.
I could not agree more.
I think anybody...
that there are so many people that are with somebody for the wrong reasons than to be by yourself
well,
for the right.
I know plenty of them that got married for the wrong reasons, and I would never want to do something like that, so I think I'm better off.
Well, no, I don't think anybody's questioning mm-mm. the happiness of the person who chose to stay single. I think the reality of it is there's a stigma attached to that. So while you're completely happy, everyone thinks you're a spinster.
Spinster.
I wonder if there's spinster. Anybody that's single, like in their late 30s, early 40s, that lies to other people, that has been single their whole life and lies and said, yeah, I've been divorced.
I'm sure. It depends. And I think that people who are single, like we talk about it, but I think if anybody in your circles were in their 40s and never been married and were single, friends are the first ones to try to hook you up with somebody. Are you, oh, I got somebody you need to meet. And people just don't want to be, I don't know, coupled if they've chosen not to be. So
how many actual dates have you gone on in this whole process? Because we're talking about 4 or 5 months now. So how many dates are we talking about?
Probably two dates.
Two dates.
Yeah.
So you've really committed.
We've got 6 emails and we went on 2 dates. It was awesome.
Right.
No, I went on probably, I personally met probably 25 people. And to be honest, it was a little overwhelming when we started on the radio. You know, I was getting bombarded by emails. So it was hard to meet these people. Plus, every single one of these dates was a blind date.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, those can be brutal, like I've said on the radio before. So it just got kind of taxing and depressive, actually. So I didn't go on as many as I could have. I kind of became a recluse a little bit, I think, and towards the end. And you know, it's just, you go on one of these and you meet and then you talk for an hour, and it's interesting to talk to the person for 20-30 minutes, but then it just drags and drags, and do that over and over and over. It's kind of brutal.
So what the Bird Show's involvement has done to you has made you one of those contracts who don't leave their house, and also has soured you toward the future of a life with one person.
Well, here's really what we've done here. If you're listening over the last couple of months, there is no alternative, because what you're saying is all your married friends are telling you marriage sucks, and you've been dating all these women for the last couple of months, and the single life sucks too. So
I like the single life. You know, I don't have I enjoy my place right now. But
if Joel would just get off my back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But the girl, it's interesting. A lot of the people that contacted me, and you guys know this from the early days, were very dependent individuals. You know, I had a lot of people that I showed you some emails where, hey, I'll marry you. You know, oh, okay, kind of weird. So some of the girls that I met and that I was attracted to, and you know, we kind of meshed a little bit. After the second or third date, I could see these dependency issues. You know, we find out about their past and where they're coming from, and it was like they just want to be married. That is their whole goal. So then I was thinking, you know, are they really into me, or are they just into this whole concept, which is kind of bad news. So that ruined me a little bit too.
It's just a little bit like Kimberly, who we've been talking to the last couple of weeks also. She just wants to be married so badly.
Perfect.
It's just stuck in her head, man.
But they probably felt they were safe here because you set a date for the church and didn't even know anybody to marry. Mm-hmm. So it's like, funny to hear you say that, well, they just wanted the concept of getting married and wanted to get married. So I think for them, they probably felt safe with you because you were doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, Mary's going to put this one squarely on you. Hey, Mary, you're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. You know, I've been listening to the Bert Show for years, and I thought it was really cute when Trey came on and was talking about getting married. I thought it was very sweet. And I've actually loved to be in a relationship, and I have been married before, and I'm looking for that right person. And I didn't want to email because I thought, gosh, if he wants to get married that badly, you know, it was kind of like, I bet the people that are going to contact him are the ones that are so desperate to get married. I mean, they're not anybody you would really want to be in a relationship with anyway. So that kind of turned me off. And, you know, I thought, why waste my time?
So what are you saying? It was just it's a desperate concept and only desperate people would participate in it?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily a desperate concept or desperate people would only participate in it. I just felt like, well, if he's really set on getting married, then he's so much more likely to make the wrong decision in the first place, and why would I want to be involved in somebody who was, you know, possibly going to be somebody who would make a bad decision and include me in it, and then maybe I would get clouded. And, you know, I think everybody's made bad decisions, and I'm at the point in my life where I just don't want to make a bad decision or a wrong choice again. Therefore, I try not to get too involved in relationships that, you know, have preconceived notions of the way things should be.
What are you doing on January 17th?
What are you getting out of that, Trey?
It's interesting. She said that I agree with her that half the people that contacted me were desperate, you know, or not desperate, but really wanted to be married. But the other half were competitive, I found. You know, literally the girls were like, I have to win this thing, regardless of what it is.
It's like The Bachelor.
And people were telling me, they're like, girls are competitive and they'll do this just to compete with other girls. And I didn't believe it, but it did show a little bit.
Is there anyone, any girl who cried around you within 7 days of meeting you?
I don't think we had any criers. We had a couple of clingers.
Okay.
Had some clingers and some stalkers.
Yeah. I had a
stage five clinger.
We had some clingers, which were awesome. But
not going to happen. So bottom line here is, if you were a betting man and you were going to Vegas, you wouldn't bet that you're getting married. It's not going to happen.
I wouldn't bet. Well, I don't know about getting married. I wouldn't bet that I'm getting married to somebody I love. I might still get married just to get married because I said I was going to get married. So
don't do that.
Then we just
He'll do it.
We just talked about statistics on marriages that don't work. Anything. You know what? Don't get married.
Some women are going, that's a just man of his word married. Right there.
No, thank you.
He's going to get married because he said he was going to.
No, you're just
going
to get it annulled.
No, I mean, I might get married because I said I was going to get married on the 17th. One, I'll follow through. And two, I'll have a divorce, which will make me better than not having a divorce.
And a great story.
And a great story.
And so, it might work.
So of the potential women listening right now, they already know that, yeah, you're going to marry them just because you said you would.
Oh, no. It's love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's about love. But you Joel. Know,
those two women or whatever it is that are still in the running are thinking, you know what, if I could just get them to marry me, I know I can change them. I know I can make this work.
Just give it a chance. Just give it a chance.
All right, so there's your update. You guys have been emailing now for a couple of weeks. It is what it is right now. It doesn't look like there's anybody that he's very excited about marrying, but the marriage still may be on just because he told everybody he would do it. That's it. That's it.
Seems like there's something
else.
Is there something else?
No, that's it. It's just kind of laying there. That's just it.
The Bert Show.
Each one of us made superficial New Year's resolutions going into 2009.
That's right.
Mine this year is I want to catch a marlin. I want to catch a marlin. I've been trying for years and years and years. Aww. I can't even tell you how many hours I've logged on like deep sea fishing deals, how much money I have spent. Not even a bite. Not even a damn bite. All I want is a marlin this year.
I tried to find the pictures of me at age 12.
Yeah, Jeff was rubbing it in because he's caught like nine of them already.
He's bringing this up. I caught one when I was 12.
Well, it doesn't really count.
Yeah, and I talk about competition in this room. Damn, back from when you were 12.
It was one of those things where I didn't realize what
it's Bert's dream.
What I was trying
this is
to,
about Bert. This is not about you.
I was trying to say when I brought it up was it's very possible because it's just luck of the draw because like the very first time I was ever out on a boat like that, you know, they
there he goes.
First time
I was ever on a boat. It came so naturally.
That's why
you
brought it up. I'm back to Steve. I wasn't even a teenager yet.
It was like 11 or 12. Feel bad going on with the story, but I will. And and so they because you know they set the whole thing up for you because I'm a kid, I don't know, and they're just like, okay, this one's yours. And then I was sitting there, and then all the other people were over on the other side of the boat, like having beers, and all of a sudden the line started to go. Bzzz.
So is it because I'm not familiar with deep sea fishing?
The rod's in a stand.
Okay,
you don't do anything except hold it when they catch it for you.
Okay,
and then you are the one that brings it.
Oh, wait,
in.
Hold on, Bert. Jeff's done it.
Yeah, I'm
so.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, you don't even get when you're 12. You don't even
burn.
You don't even really get to hold it.
I may have to change my superficial goal.
But my point was, it's very possible because I just got lucky.
Whatever. So you were trying to encourage Bert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Telling him about when I caught one when I was 12.
Very encouraging.
And you did it more than once or just that
time? No, just once.
Just that time.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe. I got one when I was 14.
When I was 5.
I got, you know what? I got one actually in Lake Hartwell last summer.
So I think I read The Old Man and the Sea when I was like 20 years old. And it was at that point where I'm like, I've got to catch a marlin. Mm-hmm. And it's been 20 years and it still hasn't happened. So that was mine for this year. What was yours, Jen?
I want to play a decent 18 holes of golf.
Yeah. I mean, and that takes a lot. I mean, you just can't go out there and do it, so it's going to take some effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I played as a kid, so I'm hoping it'll be like riding a bike, but I have a feeling it'll be a little more challenging than that.
You know, Jeff is a scratch golfer.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I hit a hole-in-one when I was 9.
Luck of the draw, Jen. Just luck of the draw.
And Melissa?
Being the geek on the show and loving gaming and, you know, anime and all that stuff, I thought, you know what? I'm in radio. I think what a really cool thing would be is to do some kind of voiceover work in something, whether it be the video game, whether it be some kind of animation. And so close to it, there is a studio in Alpharetta called High Res Studios that has a new multiplayer game that they're releasing called Global Agenda, and they made the offer in December after hearing that on the show for me to come in. So in February, first week in February, I'm going in and talking to them and doing all that. So.
So you're going to be in a video game, man. So, that is done. All right, and Jeff, what was yours?
To get on a game show and win a prize.
That's
which
right.
You could say you've already
I've
done.
I've already done that. I won $600 or something like
but
that,
still,
but I was on it.
You brought home a check or a... You know, showcase a Winnebago and a moped or whatever right. from a game show. And I would like to go to a game show and win something. Because I think going and coming home with nothing is like, what's the point in that? But if you go and even come home with whatever.
I think you even get a consolation prize.
A set of patio furniture or a copy of the home game. Mm-hmm. I think that all counts. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, the home game.
Yeah, I mean,
you get something. Yes.
That's because if you got, sucked. That means if you were really, really bad, then you walk home with the home edition.
But that's okay because you'd bring it home and then like you put it on a shelf in your house and you're like, oh yeah, that's from the time I was on, whatever, you know, Deal or No Deal or whatever.
Sure. So. And Wendy appears to be knocking on the door actually.
Okay.
Of her 2009. Superficial New Year's resolution.
It is a big one.
I believe the stars are starting to align for mine. My superficial goal is to date an NFL player and be, I know it sounds cheesy, but whatever.
Well, if you're single and you're,
Why not?
Yes.
So it was to date an NFL player, or we actually just put it to athlete's brother's cousin, whatever I could get at this point.
Connected to a team somehow.
We're lowering the bar each week.
We're setting it really low and to sit in the family section for the game next fall. So whenever football starts back up, I would be in their section, ready to go, cheering on my man who's playing football.
All right, so let me clarify what the goal is here. Is the goal just to date a football player, or is it to date a football player long enough to sit in the family section? Because this could be two totally different things here.
Yeah, long enough to sit in the family section.
Well, you're too far out from the season. You need to put this off for like 7 months.
But
you're
going
to have to date this guy for an entire year in order to get in the family section.
Let's not knock her down before.
See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I want to hear what's going on.
Okay, so...
I dated an NFL player, by the way.
He was 9.
I was 14. I wore his junior high school jersey. It's awesome.
Okay, so yesterday afternoon, I'm browsing through my MySpace, just checking messages, blah, blah, blah. Well, I get this message from this guy. His name is Matt or whatever. And I open it up, and he was like, hey, I know this is going to sound really random, but I'm new in town. I don't know a single person. I'm here training for the NFL Combine.
Booyah!
What is that? The NFL Combine is where they bring all the players together who have
college
been training.
Players.
The college players who have graduated, ready to go into the draft. They bring them all together to scout for the NFL teams. So the Combine's in like 2 months.
It's like, to put it in your terms, Melissa, it's like back in the 4-H meetings when they would bring the cows into the thing and walk them around once before people would start bidding on him at the cow and pig auction.
Check his gums.
Right.
Make sure his belly
looks
pink.
You think Jeff's being mean to me, but I certainly have been to an auction before and have been to the 4-H Center many times in Columbia. So
this
anyway.
Guy's, he's not an NFL player yet, but he's a college player that might be. So he has to go for this basically a tryout for all the teams where they see how fast you can run and how high you can jump. And if your scores are high then you'll get drafted into the NFL.
Gotcha. Okay.
And your agent's pulling for you. So he has an agent, all this stuff. So
but you have to be good enough to get into the combine.
Absolutely.
So you're a prospect, right? If you get there, right?
I'm not sure if everybody's invited or there's just a certain amount of invitations. I'm not really sure how that works.
To me, that's destiny. If a dude that's about to be potentially in the NFL next season randomly emails Wendy. Oh, I'm just
random.
I'm in town and I don't know anybody.
It was very random. He's like, I was just browsing on here and just like the first person I saw, I decided to message you.
So, and he knew he was coming to Atlanta. He probably searched
he's in Atlanta.
He's in Atlanta now.
Yes.
Okay. He's he live here?
No. He has, he's got just a couple of family members here, but he's not from here at all. And said he didn't know anybody. He was trying to meet people so he could go out. Just got here on Saturday. So I sent him a message back, and I was like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Really fast. I was like, ooh, Destiny, this is fun. So we exchanged a couple emails back and forth. And then eventually he just dropped his number in there. He was like, seriously, I just need to go out, meet some people, meet some friends. I'm going to be here for a while. So we exchanged a couple text messages last night and then exchanged phone conversation last night, and we will be hanging out tonight.
Booyah.
Okay.
Booyah. So this could be potential, maybe.
But now, going back to what Bert said, it is January, so that is a long...
It's a long way.
Before,
like, it's a...
what, August, September?
But not even, yeah, but not even that he's like an NFL dude. We actually had really good conversation last night.
Blah, 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 whatever.
No, I'm serious.
Your bar is going to come down lower because your goal is to date an NFL player, so even if he doesn't meet the right criteria, I say you... Go for
Let's
it.
Let's reiterate, well, this is a superficial goal.
It is
so
superficial.
We're not, I know we're being contradictory to relationships and loving the person. So, no, a superficial goal is to go out with an NFL player.
And Sean would call you desperate because he met him online.
Yeah.
Totally.
But it wasn't an online dating site.
It wasn't a dating site, no.
Although some would call Facebook and MySpace that.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kristen. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
I was just telling her that I work for a company that... ironically, the players that are going to the draft are living in this area for the next 10 months for their training. I just met a couple of them yesterday. I don't know if I can disclose what teams they're going for or whatnot, but I know that they're staying where they're staying and where they're training. And their training has begun. They train twice a day at like 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then they are gone as of March 1st. They all go back home, and then they wait for the phone call. But the ones that are here already know they're going to the draft, and they're picked for the first round. They're favored to go in the first round draft.
Wow. So, okay.
That's cool.
So this is the real deal, right?
So that's what they need is a distraction. That's what they need before they sign a seven-figure contract is Wendy parading back and forth, waving, going, I just want to get to the family section.
Need a personal life a little bit. Get out, see the town a little bit.
Yeah.
Why is the NFL Combine held here in Atlanta?
Well, it's not held here. The training facility is here, though.
Training is here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of the top-notch training facilities is just out of Atlanta.
So why don't you get an internship there?
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Give massages or something.
Look how she used the secret, though. She said she was going to date an NFL player, and then out of nowhere... Dude, that's going to be drafted into the NFL?
Well, the problem is when
I
don't think you have the confidence to pull off the secret yet, because before this, it was date a celebrity and you ended up with David Cook's brother. So
sometimes you shoot for the moon and you end up in the stars.
Does a magician get it right very first time? No, they probably follow just a little bit shy before they learn how to do the magic trick correctly.
Sometimes you go for the quarterback. The other time you just get the punter. or the long snapper. I mean, I don't really care at this point. I'm just kidding.
Sometimes you're the salmon. Sometimes you're the bear.
The bear.
Get it? The Bert Show.